It's Monday, July 25th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. Donald Trump is enjoying a post-Republican National Convention bounce. According to the LA Times presidential election poll, Trump pulls out his biggest lead yet against Hillary Clinton, 45.1% to 41.7%. Dr. James Dobson, founder of Focus on the Family and Family Talk Radio, endorsed the Republican nominee for U.S. President, Donald Trump. Dobson said his endorsement comes out of, quote, great concern about Hillary Clinton, unquote, and his appreciation for the, quote, selection of Governor Mike Pence as Mr. Trump's running mate, unquote. The Democratic National Committee chairwoman, Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, announced her decision to resign yesterday amid controversy over 20,000 leaked emails that exposed the DNC's underhanded efforts to stifle Senator Bernie Sanders' popularity during the primaries. Proverbs 5:22 tells us that the iniquities of the wicked ensnare him, and he is held fast in the cords of his sin. The American Family Association has announced it will continue its boycott of Target for what they call a dangerous policy, allowing transgendered use of bathrooms. Thus far, they've collected 1.4 million signatures in the boycott of the chain department store. Ed Vitagliano, executive vice president of AFA, has also been speaking out against the Chicago YMCA bathroom policy that allows for transgendered use of their bathrooms. Tagliano spoke to The Worldview on what he sees as an alarming trend.
It's clear to us that not only the Bible, but nature itself, that mankind exists with only two genders, male and female. Once you depart from that very clear dichotomy, there is no real stopping place.
It was a big weekend for terror around the world. Germany was hit with two more terrorist events. 9 people died in a mass shooting at a mall in Munich. The suspect, an 18-year-old Iranian immigrant, was found dead shortly after the attack. And last night, a suicide bomber injured at least 10 at an open-air musical festival at Ansbach. That adds up to 3 terror attacks in Germany and 1 in France in the last 10 days alone. Also, another 80 people were killed in a terrorist attack in Kabul, Afghanistan, on Saturday. Psalm 10 says, he sits in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places he murders the innocent. His eyes are secretly fixed on the helpless. He lies in wait secretly, as a lion in his den. Arise, O Lord! O God, lift up your hand. Break the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness until you find none. The U.S.-backed Radio Free Asia reported that churches in China are banned from leading religious worship during the G20 summit in September in order to, quote, create a safe environment for the meeting, unquote. Zhang Mingzhuan, the president of China's House Church Alliance, objected, saying that, quote, the Bible teaches that we cannot stop meeting, unquote. The Colorado baker Jack Phillips is appealing his case to the United States Supreme Court. Homosexual activists took issue with Phillips 4 years ago when he refused to celebrate homosexual marriage with one of his cakes. Colorado's Civil Rights Commission issued a ruling against Phillips for violating discrimination statutes. Alliance Defending Freedom is appealing this case to the Supreme Court on the basis that, quote, freedom of expression, including artistic expression, is a protected right. A government that forces Americans to express certain messages against their conscience acts outside of the U.S. Constitution. A Christian woman in England is being recognized for donating $1,300 to a Muslim butcher who was attacked and robbed at his shop. Christian Today reports that Mohammed Riaz, 58, suffered a broken jaw, loosened teeth, and cuts and bruises when intruders attacked and robbed him of $3,900. The woman, who identified herself only as Jane, wrote, quote, dear Mr. Riaz, I was so sorry to read in the Telegraph of the attack on your shop. I am a Christian, and Jesus Christ taught that when we see someone in trouble, we should not walk by without helping, unquote. Jesus said, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. Matthew 5:43-45. And that's the worldview on this Monday, July 25th, in the year of our Lord 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.